Questions 26 through 28. In 2006, a Western woman stopped a car driver from entering a bicycle lane in Beijing. The Western woman had an altercation with the driver during which the Chinese man forcibly removed her bicycle from the road. The Western woman did not back down, however, and retrieved her bicycle to continue to block the car's entry into the bike lane. The event would not have been remarkable, except for the fact that a bystander had pointed his mobile phone at the developing situation and uploaded the resulting photos. The photos showed numerous Chinese bystanders who looked on but did not interfere in the scene to support either the Western woman or the Chinese driver. But reactions online were very different. Chinese netizens were outraged at first that a Western woman had dared tell a Chinese man how to behave in his own country. But this impulsive and nationalistic reaction soon changed to at first include a later on focus solely on criticizing the Chinese man in online debates. Netizens accused him of having embarrassed the entire Chinese nation, of having lost face for China, and wondered why a country with a history of 5,000 years kept producing such uncultured people. The debates gathered steam online until he appeared and publicly apologized for his misbehavior and for having shamed China. Meanwhile, the foreign woman in the pictures was never identified, nor did anyone try to track her down or to involve her in the debates. The driver's apology that the online community forced him to make was also not directed at her. The driver did not apologize for having threatened the foreign woman or for having thrown her bicycle to the side of the road, but instead, he apologized to Chinese netizens for having embarrassed and shamed the Chinese nation in front of foreigners.